Military Supply.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the House votes to extend this anti-terror provisions in the Patriot Act, while the FBI says there's a 100% chance of weapons of mass destruction that will be used in an attack. But we couldn't find those things. One thing we could find was the budget, and it stinks. 2011 isn't even approved. 2012's not looking real good. 3 point yada yada, 7 trillion. It might as well be whatever. 3 point this. It doesn't matter. It's a crazy number. Republicans are upset because they say there are not enough deep cuts in it. Liberals are furious because they say there are too many cuts in it that will screw over the poor people. Ooh, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. We've been talking about the budget, though, and we're not going to solve this riddle anytime soon. Here's what the bottom line is. The budget pretty much ignored what the voters wanted, because if you look at the midterm elections, whoa, we saw the change, right? And the idea that we keep going down the same road, the deficit road. See, this is the thing. The 2011 deficit, $1.65 trillion. And this spending that's included in 2012 has made it impossible to approve this sucker. So I think that right now it's going to be kind of a draw. You know, we look at, we're analyzing this side, you're analyzing this side. So you're looking at the cuts, you think they're too deep. We're looking at the cuts, we think they're not deep enough. And then ultimately, there's going to be wrangling back and forth. Something eventually, I guess, will get approved. Although it's clear that even those listening to my voice right now, in the heartland, in the South, in the Northeast, in the West, pick a place, any place. Most of you listening to me, right? You don't really want the spending to continue because you see what happens when you overspend. It's like in our own budgets. Does anyone out there have a budget? Or is it too depressing to have one? See, that's the thing. It is easier to bury your head in the sand, isn't it? But if you take that piece of paper, that blank piece of paper, you start putting those lines in it, you start to figure out, wow, really? That's how much I'm paying in interest on that one credit card? Oh, look at what happens with my electricity bill. How about that water? What about, you know, and you start to go down and it fluctuates a little bit, and then you're horrified at the end result, how much you need to survive. And then you have people like Susie Orman telling you, well, you know, you have to have 9 months in the bank to survive. Nine months of what you make right now to cover all your debts, you have to have that there. It's a brilliant thought, but nobody really has it. See, that's part of the problem. We get that. We get that in our own households what happens with the budgets because, look, the cost of food has gone up. The cost of gas has gone up. The cost of educating your children, your taxes, you know, you name it. I could probably give you 25 things that have increased in your world. So as things continue to increase, that's the problem. We have the high unemployment numbers, people who are still looking for jobs, people who are underemployed. Whether or not we're seeing this big bounce on Wall Street, which is great if you have a 401k or you have a little diversification out there. But, you know, let's face it. So you've got this budget from the president that I'm not going to say it's shocking because the president just disregarded the recommendations. But the thing that's shocking, not so much the disregarding what happened in the midterm elections, because there's a way to spin that. But remember, they came up with a fiscal commission. And what has happened is they're ignoring what the fiscal commission said to do. And remember, that commission was made up of Republicans and Democrats. That was the whole idea. They look at it. They have time. They go through the numbers. They say, well, this is impossible. You can't have this. So you've got to cut here. You've got to do more of this. You can't continue to go down that path. So, yes, you have some Democrats that are actually supporting the Republican spending cuts, and then you have some Republicans who are on the other side and saying, you know, forget about it, they're too deep. So it's a crazy thing. Part of the budget, by the way, also includes 5,000 jobs for the IRS. Now, we knew this was coming because, after all, if health care, the Affordable Care Act, keeps on going down the line and not very much is being tweaked from it, you have the individual mandate and somebody has to be able to find those people. So that means an increase in the amount of people you would need in the IRS. So 5,000 more. And also, the new employees would be looking for, I'm kind of certain about this because they need to collect more taxes, people who cheat on their taxes. So that's a big chunk of them. That's what's going to happen. That increase would cost $460 million, and it would support a lot of that would support the tax enforcement program. So they would look for tax evasion people that through the offshore accounts and the corporate people and the high wealth taxpayers. Get it? Also, the people who are frauds that are the tax preparers. Do any of you fall in that category? Be careful when you're doing your taxes this time around. I'm just saying. All right, speaking of being careful, Hillary Clinton, I can't believe, likes what's happening, how she's getting slammed because of what's going on in Egypt. And Clinton is urging Egypt to lift emergency law and focus on what's ahead. She's certainly going to get some blowback on that. But anyway, here's her take on Egypt.
This has been a historic several days. All of us have been inspired to see the Egyptian people lay claim to their own future. We look forward to working with the Congress in the coming days to ensure that we have the funding and the authorities necessary to support the Egyptian people.
All right, so, but what's really underneath is the New York Times published a story over the weekend saying that there's a war between the White House and Hillary Clinton's State Department, and it's all about Egypt, saying there was a lot of squabbles during some of the crazy policy statements that were issued in the middle of the crisis. And even the Times went far enough to say that Obama himself was seething over the statements suggesting that the administration didn't want a quick transition of power in Egypt, with President Mubarak stepping down from his office immediately because he felt like the State Department made it look as if they were protecting a dictator and ignoring the pleas of the people in the streets. See, it all leaks out eventually. You just have to have the right source. Eventually, somebody finds out about it. And the Times said that Obama was furious about some of Secretary Clinton's statements. Too late now. It's all out there. It's all out there. And it was a really crazy day last Friday. Slow transition, fast transition, back in Mubarak. Not saying anything. We can't make up our minds. I mean, that was the biggest problem. Once again, they looked like weenies, like they couldn't make up their mind on which direction they were going to go in. All right, we're going to take a direction. We're going to take a few more stabs at the budget and other odds and ends. Hang with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Days ago, can't change history. It's a matter of moving forward, and they're kicking the can down the road. We don't know where it's going to end up or who's going to be in place. You know, Muslim Brotherhood, somebody who comes from that rank and file, somebody else. Not sure at this point. Don't know what that government's going to look like. And frankly, a lot of the people who protested said, hey, no offense, USA, we don't necessarily want your help. But they might want the money. Previous administration wanted the money, and now it's a question of what they did with all that money. Speaking of money, that's what the budget's about. Lots of money. $3.7 trillion. It's a crazy, giant number. The deficit now basically equals our economy. Oh, that's so frightening, isn't it? Here's a different point of view. Congressman Paul Ryan, remember he was the guy who countered the Republican counter to the State of the Union address. Some people think he's a rising star in the Republican Party. Here's what he had to say about the budget.
It is not too late to right our ship and get our economy growing, get our debt headed in the right direction, and get America's fiscal problem solved. Debt on arrival. D-E-B-T, on arrival.
You like the way he spelled that out? Debt, D-E-B-T, on arrival. All right, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? You sound good.
Okay, getting off work, getting headed
home. Good.
But, you know, this Egypt thing, you know, just keep the mouth shut and let them do what they want to do. You know, there's nothing they can say, nothing we can do. Just let the people over there do what they want to do over there. We'll just wait and see what happens.
I think they should let the people do what they want to do because, And, you know, what we do have an interest there, but let the people do what they want to do. Then you don't blame the U.S. You know, we didn't put the person in place. You know, ultimately, whatever, do what you do.
They have to say nothing. Just sit back and say, well, we're going to let the people decide what they're going to do. Or learn.
That's
what
right.
They say, so, other stuff. But this, you said another rising star, the Republican, is he going to have his shirt off, too, like the other one?
Yeah, that was so bad, wasn't it? Oh.
Was she 17 years old? He sent pictures to, like, Mark Sanchez?
No.
She's older or younger?
Yeah, you know, older. Well, not 17.
Older?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, Mark Sanchez then.
No, and the crazy thing is that the congressman, one, he's, first of all, is he insane? He puts his real name and he puts it out there like nobody can see that because you would automatically pop up on Google.
Well,
and
sure.
Takes his shirt off, lies about his age, says he's not married, says he's a lobbyist. It's just stupid. And it was definitely him. It wasn't like a hidden face, so you knew.
No. Yeah. I always wonder what his old lady thinks of that now.
Oh, I'm sure upset. Didn't have any idea. Can't believe it. Yeah.
She had to join that club with other women.
That's a growing club, isn't it?
I know.
And it's just a question. Do you stand by your man or do you eventually, you stand there originally and then you say, forget it, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, after you're off the TV, kick him to the curb.
Yeah.
I got a question. You know, you say you live in New York or California?
Uh-huh.
You from Tennessee?
I'm not from Tennessee, no. I am from the East Coast. I grew up in partially New York, and then we moved outside of Philly.
Well, the only 10 I see, so that's my Valentine card for you.
I like that Valentine card. Tennessee. You know, I had family in Tennessee, so I guess that's close enough. Murfreesboro.
There you go.
Yep.
But,
you know what they're famous for? You know what they're famous for? Because you drew me into this for a second. You know what they're famous for? Do you ever have those little Debbie goo goo clusters?
Not that I remember.
All right. You don't travel enough because you stay in your area.
Oh, I get out, but I thought maybe he was going to say whiskey or something like that.
Oh, I've had some whiskey. Best whiskey ever? Jameson.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I let you go, and then I'm on my way home, so at least it's warmed up some. So.
All right, so you don't have to white knuckle it, in other words. You have to grab the wheel.
Snow's melting. 50 degrees.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It gets old, that snow and that ice. No question about it. All right, well, have a good one, my friend. Thanks for the call.
You too. Take care. Yeah.
The nightly check-in with Rick in Illinois. That's true about the Tennessee deal. I had family in Murfreesboro, not too far away from Nashville. Spent a little bit of time visiting them and going to Nashville. And actually really liked Nashville. It's a cool little city. Great music town. And every place brags about some food thing they have. Pretzels, cheese steaks, I don't know, steaks, whatever. And there it was, these snack Little Debbie things. And I think you can get them in other places too, but they're just chocolate and nuts and whatever. We used to call them turtles. They were kind of like turtles. I don't know how many people know what that is. Not to completely veer off course, but as a sidebar, you might relate to what I'm talking about. All right, this is, once again, our daily destruction and mayhem in Mexico, giving us more reasons why we really don't want to go visit, and I spent a ton of time in Mexico. Of course, this is not the Mexican Riviera, what we're talking about now, but the top security guy in Nuevo León was found shot, the top guy, shot dead and burned. I mean, there's no bullet to the head and you're dead. It's, we're going to torture you. So he's found shot and burned inside a truck in the city of Monterrey. And the governor's office confirmed the death of Homero Guillermo, the head of control, command, and communications operations for the state police. So this is what they did. They hit him with 5 bullets, and then they set him on fire, too. 18 people were killed in a neighboring state, just gunned down, and just dumped in the town square. So one of the towns where this happened is central northeast of Mexico, bordering Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. And they say that they, people are cooperating with the federales. But northern Mexico especially has really been slammed because of the drug trade. And, you know, the number is crazy. I've said it a couple times. You think of the 5 years that Felipe Calderon has been in power, and you have almost 35,000 drug-related deaths. So it's like he said, I declare a war on drugs, and everybody starts dropping. Everybody gets killed. Police officers, it's like somebody, I had this conversation the other day, just simple if I put this to you, if you have a family, I don't care, you have one kid, two kids, whatever, and you're a cop in Mexico and you have two options. You're on the take and you're corrupt, because if you're not, or you're honest and then you're worried about constantly overlooking your shoulder and you're going after the drug cartel because they have better weapons than you do and they have more people, and you're constantly worried they're going to take you out or your family, which are you going to do? It's a pretty tough choice, isn't it? Because it's about, you want to do the right thing, but it's about the family. How could you jeopardize your family's life, but you can't get out, so you're stuck? So the top security guy, they got him easy. Just shot him, set him on fire. That was it. So he was a target, and they're not afraid because they're cowards. You don't know who they are. There's so many, and they're lucky if they ever catch any of them. Through tips and everything else, it takes forever and a day. So who's winning that war, Felipe Calderon? That's what I have to ask you. Who's winning that war? And the answer is not the country. The country is not at all. Not with that many dead people to account for. And I wonder how much eventually, because it has spread to some of the more tourist areas, how much is going to be too much before people just completely say, oh, I love the Mexican Riviera, but geez, I just don't want to go there. There's a risk. I don't feel comfortable even just right outside of the resort. All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
2, 3, go! Woo-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Woo-hoo.
So in Egypt, many people are rejoicing about Mubarak being booted. We were just talking about Hillary Clinton getting into it, or the State Department getting into it with the administration over how they handled the situation in Egypt. In New York's Little Egypt, there's a place called Little Egypt because, of course, a big melting pot, and they are loving it. I heard they've been celebrating all over the place. They've had a bunch of dinners, and they've invited lots of people to come to the dinners and whatnot. Even in my neighborhood, there have been several of the Mediterranean restaurants that one in particular is run by an Egyptian family. They invited everybody to come out and celebrate what's happening, the dawn of a new era, if you will, in Egypt, celebrating. So, but what does it mean, the fall of President Mubarak, right? What does it mean ultimately in the future? I say, you know, you let the people in Egypt do what they want to do. Let them decide what it is, what kind of democracy, if you will, or what kind of government they will have moving forward. But the people in Egypt want voting rights anyway. Right, so let's go to the phones. I think we've got Kareem on the line. Hey, Kareem, are you from Egypt?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, are you from Egypt?
Yes, I am from Egypt.
And you're calling us from Egypt. So let me ask you, what's now been the reaction? Because this has been a couple of days. When I say reaction, what are people talking about?
All people is talking about is nothing. Just happy to we kicked out Mubarak from the presidency. Because, you know, like 30 years of here, and as you know, we
yes.
are happy. But
yes.
what I like in your talk is that people do what they want. Don't pick a
Right, so you're saying that that's what you're hoping happens. That's what your friends are would like to see happen. Pick the kind of government you want, the chance to have a say in the government with free elections.
You know, I love to, but our government takes the lead. You know, which are in the lead right now is not with the government, the army, with the lead.
Right, because now you have the military. It's the military that's supposedly handling this transition, right? And then the ball would theoretically be passed to whatever happens next, whoever is decided upon if the elections are held. Yeah.
Thank you for.
All right, Kareem. I'm sorry about that. We had a hard time hearing you a little bit at the end, but I think I got a sense of what you were saying, certainly, about you liked the comment where I said let the people choose what they want to choose. And I think that has, that has to be the way it happens now at this point. No blaming the U.S. Move forward and let the Egyptian people, who obviously wanted change, let them try to figure out what that change is going to be. So it's exciting and scary, probably all at the same time. Now, what's happened is in the Middle East, a lot of, we'll call it unrest, has spread. Kareem, you would know about this certainly too. In Iran, which there were protests before, as to the ridiculous Ahmadinejad, obviously Jimmy rigged elections, but it only went so far and then it was shut down. Everybody fell to the wayside. They had had enough. But now we're seeing, as Egypt moves and is trying to meet the demands of the mass demonstrations, the people, and they're doing away with the infrastructure or institutional, I guess, boundaries or framework, whatever you want to call it. Constitution, they said, forget this. They ripped it up. And they're doing away with this three-decade-old rule of Mubarak because it's out. Now they've got the military's new roadmap in Egypt for this short, short time. So there's not a lot of input from any political opposition. But it raises the question about modern politics and the democratic process and what the political reform will look like. And now from Iran, we're seeing the same thing. There have been some protests in Iran. There have been protests in Jordan, in Libya. We've seen that there are protests. So it's not just limited. Might not just be limited to Egypt. Some things are starting to happen in the Middle East. The world of the Middle East is changing. So, Kareem, thank you for that call. We appreciate you trying to have a conversation with us about the situation in Egypt. Like I said, people are celebrating all over the place, whether it's Little Egypt in New York. I said in my own neighborhood they were inviting people to come down to, there's two restaurants actually, Fadi's is one of them, and Alibaba's was the other, both owned by Egyptian families. So the question is, what happens with the rest of the Middle East? What happens ultimately in Egypt? And we're not going to determine that in one show. We're going to have some more guests on from Egypt, actually, to talk about the direction they're headed in the Middle East and even North Africa, because in North Africa, we know there have been upheavals there, obviously Egypt, Tunisia, and we'll see where it spreads next. But certainly the winds of change are more than in the air at this point. You know, it's interesting, in talking about that situation and what's happening there, to this report from the FBI that came out about weapons of mass destruction. There is that ugly, ugly word again. Remember the hunt? The crazy, it was like the Easter egg hunt where they didn't leave the Easter eggs where they were supposed to be. You know, when the kids, you hide them so good that the kids can't find the Easter eggs, and it becomes this ridiculous affair where nobody gets the money that you put in the eggs, and nobody gets the things that they were supposed to be able to find. Well, we never found those weapons of mass destruction. You remember that's a sore point with the whole Iraq situation. Well, now they're talking about the probability that the U.S. is going to be hit with weapons of mass destruction and attack is 100%. Dr. Valide Majidi, who is the FBI's assistant director in charge of the organization's WMDs, the language and the direction, says it could be launched by terrorists or lone wolves or terrorists or just a criminal element, but most likely chemical, and this is what the FBI is studying, chemical, biological, or radiological weapons rather than anything nuclear. American intelligence picks up, we're not stupid, we get this, hundreds of reports from terrorists who are trying to get WMD, and when American forces invaded Afghanistan, they found that Al-Qaeda was working on a weapon of mass destruction involving chemical and biological weapons. But in most of the cases, the reports of foreign terrorists have turned out to be wrong. Getting the weapons of mass destruction, they try to track them down. They get serious cases each year, and then sometimes they track them down to not very much. So in 2008, remember, and people forget about this, the FBI actually snagged someone in their net, a guy named Roger Bergendorf, who had a bunch of literature and had special cells, racing cells, if you remember. He had a bunch of racing, and what happens there is that kills the cells. And within several days, the spleen, the kidneys, the liver, all that stuff, if anyone inhales or even swallows any of that stuff, death, that's it. So the idea of the weapons of mass destruction, that was also a trigger. Like, what is he doing with that? What's he trying to do with that? So the chances are pretty good. They said that now they consider a nuclear device to be almost a remote threat. Because a terrorist who was bent on trying to detonate a nuclear weapon would have to negotiate a bunch of steps. They would have to find an expert with the right knowledge. They would have to find the right material. They'd have to bring it into the country. They'd have to evade all the detection programs, and that would be rather tough. So most likely that's not what you would see. It would have to be something much easier that you could get through certain checkpoints and ultimately bring the task to fruition, and so that's the problem with the theory of the weapons of mass destruction actually being some kind of nuclear devices at this point. Not impossible, but more probable it'd be some other form. And you have to think the FBI, with all the cables and things they intercept, they must have some pretty good intelligence, as they say that the probability is 100%. 100%, that's when do you really get 100% on anything? You know, so you gotta think about that. Alright, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, I promise we can count.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Can count. How about this? Oh, I'm so sick of these airline fees for all of you in other countries flying to places, getting these great deals. We're from the U.S. and flying all over the place. I mean, all of us are getting socked with it, let's face it. And they're talking about a $2 billion tax increase. So they would pay more, any of us who fly, you would pay more to help finance airport projects that are under the president's budget plan. You know, this budget that was released Monday in the Beltway, they're calling it, they would raise the passenger facility charge to a maximum of $7 from $4 a flight or $4.50 a flight, and that would help to offset the $1.1 billion in cuts to airport grants. Blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is, I'll tell you what, you just better travel with some Tide in your pocket and travel as light as you can, like Matt Johnson does. The clothes on your back, baby, and the backpack and whatever else, because you're not checking anything. If you check anything, they charge you a fortune for it, And now they're going to charge you more on the tickets anyway for the airport tax. So your tickets that look like they're cheaper, by the time you slam on the tax, it's a lot more than that. So Delta Airlines, the CEO, Richard Anderson, wrote in In-Flight Magazine. You know, they all have their own magazines now. It's called Sky. That raising the fee to $7 would mean that a family of four would pay $112 in passenger charges on the average trip. And he says it assumes they make one stop on their outbound trip and another going home for a total of four legs. That's so crazy. So, see, that's where it is. If it's just you traveling, it's not maybe as bad. But, my goodness, if it's everybody in your family traveling and then you're checking bags, forget about it. I mean, you couldn't afford it. But you can't afford the time either. You can't get in a car and drive to half of these places. So that whole idea of where, depending on where you live, of taking the kids to Disney World, forget about it. Unless you're getting some of those General Motors bonuses. Yep, Government Motors handed out some big bonuses. It's hard to slam the people in a way when all the Wall Street bankers got their money. So they got bailed out, and then they ended up getting enormous bonuses. But General Motors did announce they're going to pay out $189 million altogether in bonuses. Some workers get 50% payoffs. So, wow. And this is just 2 years. I mean, actually less than 2 years after they got into bankruptcy. So they're going to extend millions of dollars in bonuses to hourly workers, about 48,000 hourly workers, and that's as a reward for the turnaround. So, it does make you laugh and in one way, but in another way, you think of the 4 years leading up to the bankruptcy, they piled up about $80 billion in losses, and they had enormous debt and costly, ridiculous labor contracts. And then they did make incredible progress this past year. So most of the hourly workers get about 4,000, more than double the what they had gotten in 99 at the boom in the SUVs, when the boom in the SUVs was happening. And it is pretty dramatic, I guess. It is the new GM, but it's, of course, going to have massive criticism for this because, you know, GM's, what was the loan that they had? $49.5 billion. Yeah, did they pay that whole loan? No. So they owe $49.5 billion. We're in the hole for a lot of cash, right? How much have they paid? They've been repaid $23 billion. So the government needs $26.4 billion to get that whole investment back. But the government still owns 500 million shares of GM common stock, which would have to sell for about $53 a share to get all that money. Oh, and the hits just keep on coming, don't they? We're playing the hits when it comes to bailouts. I wonder why all the TARP people are getting out. They don't want to run this thing. They don't want to be blamed for it. That's why. All right, let me give you one that's it's sad, but kind of on the lighter side because it's kind of shocking. 400-pound woman that was caught shoplifting when her motorized cart got stuck. It's a true story. It happened at Rochester Hills. Police had to use a taser to subdue her. Just 30 years old. It was an unarmed robbery. She resisted and obstructed a police officer. Her bond was set at like $15,000. This, by the way, was in outside of Detroit. And she was in a little motorized thing. You know what I'm talking about, the shopping cart. You see them all the time. And she was driving around in one of them. All five feet, two of her, and 400 pounds. And so as she was whipping around in her cart, she had about $600 worth of stolen electronic stuff. She got stuck. She couldn't drive out the door. She was trying to leave. The alarm was activated, and then the rest was history. Wow. That's pretty ballsy in a way to think that, okay, I'm just gonna, why not? Everybody else, you know, other people are thinking of ways to get away, to try to shoplift. So just because she's in a car, she just, boom, took off in the car, but got stuck, put herself in a much bigger bind, if you will. All right, patiently, Beverly in Kansas has been waiting for us. Hopefully she's still there. Hey, Bev. She did drop. Oh, Beverly, I'm sorry. We went to We Can Count. We'll give you a free pass if you call back in again. We promise. But I can't do anything about it now. All right, so here we are up against it almost at the end of the hour. And I have a couple of quick reminders here for America tonight. One, coming up later in the week, our cheap movie review. And it can be kind of a mashup of whatever the newest pictures are that are coming out. And there's a couple of good ones that are coming out. We're getting near, in the next few months, some of the better fare, that's when it tends to kind of trickle in. Because you get closer to the summertime, you get closer to May, you get closer to a few little holidays, knowing that there's going to be time for people to go see movies. I think this is the theory in Hollywood, then that's when we're going to release maybe some of our bigger budget pictures or some of the indie pictures that are getting a lot of buzz. That's when, what'd you say? All right, we've got Beverly in Kansas back. How about that? Hey, Beverly, we gave you the free pass. You responded. What's up?
Hey, you know, with all these different issues, it's really sad that right now we can't even take care of our own borders. And
boy, no kidding. We can't take care of our own borders, and there's more focus on what's happening in other places. Yes.
I know, and that's really crazy. I was in the Navy Reserve for 6 years. And it's just phenomenal. I think we need to leave them alone and take care of us first.
Yeah, and you might not have heard it, but Kareem, the caller from Egypt, said exactly that let us do what we want to do with the government. And I think, Beverly, you're not alone in those thoughts, that we can't, you know, thanks for the call, we can't be complete isolationists. I think that would be a mistake. But at the same time, how many places can we possibly have a presence in anyway? We're already spread too thin. You know that if you were in the reserves, you saw what was going on for those 6 years that you were in. And thank you very much, by the way, for jumping in on that. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.